sows are kept in open air crates measuring 14 square feet when they join a herd, and then for a week as part of the insemination process. This sounds like Bill Clinton at a prom. The problem is the prom was last year. We don't want to know how cows get it on and pigs get it on. We read enough and talk about enough about that in D.C. politics every day. We don't need to know that. Let's see what happens. Let's see. You can't even make it up. There's so many requirements and laws and regulations in California. It's, you know, Kim, that San Francisco restaurant owner. She survives by paring back her menu and driving hundreds of miles herself through the Bay Area to deliver food and reducing staff. She's especially worried about small restaurants whose customers can't afford big price increases and specialize in Asian Hispanic dishes that typically include pork. We played Last Dance yesterday. It could be a last dance for Kim and other restaurateurs. She's driving around seeking to reduce staff, seeking to pinch pennies to try to make up for the financial hole the government's put her on. So we'll play a little Seeker and wish her the best of luck. You know, poor, I don't know if you guys have been paying attention, but to the Hispanic populations and the Asian populations, pork's kind of a big deal. It's like taking bread and butter away from an Irish guy or a German or an Italian. Italians like their bread too. We've talked enough about Italians tonight. I'm sorry. With all these crazy Italians. Oh, by the way, the Cuomos of the world, the Faucis of the world, are sending you Goombas back to the Stone Age. They're hurting your brand, folks. Big time. Talk about some real fucking news here, not concocted bullshit. Of course, it is partially concocted on its own, thanks to politicians, but while these dopes are pretending that kids should wear masks, little kids should wear masks, and you should wear masks for your little kids, they're doing nothing to protect teens and 20-somethings from fentanyl coming in from communist China. There's no fucking penalties. They can do whatever they want. They have carte blanche. The Wilmington hillbillies, the Bidens. I'm getting upset again. It starts in the on the stomach. This works its way up to the rib cage and get fuel coming. I'm going to be the blood pressure. I'm just sitting here pumping up my arm. Oh, 220 over 150. He's doing fine. Usually he runs into 300s. The Chinese are flooding this country with fentanyl, as we've talked about before. It's chemical warfare on our youth and on our society. It goes unchecked. It goes unanswered. That must mean that the folks like the Wilmington hillbillies, well, I guess, you know, what's Biden going to do about it? His son is involved in it. You better listen to Hotwire and go back to previous previous hot wire, Sun is involved in, and not just smoking. You're smoking crack if you think he just smokes crack, etc. Grow the fuck up and get in the know. Pain.tv, hot wire level. People dying. Wait, fucking. How many die a day from opioid overdose? I mean, it's growing. It has to be coming close to rivaling this COVID fucking scheme. And of course, the deaths are underreported as usual. That's a mainstay of the CDC. They're going to tell you how bad things really are. It might really scare the shit out of you. On problems and real epidemics, they don't give you they hide the true facts of the number of people that are dead. But on concocted scamdemics, they pump up the number of people who are dead. They want to scare you. They get you coming to go both ways. Foreigners have been buying, or at least renting, America's ruling class since the Republic was founded almost exactly 225 years ago. And his 1796 farewell address, George Washington warned against the insidious wiles of foreign influence, adding that foreign influence is one of the most baneful foes of Republican government. That's George Washington, guys. For you guys who don't know who he is, please log off and go away. In modern times, Saudis, Japanese, South Koreans, and Israelis, to name a few, have all managed to purchase influence in the United States. But the usual goal was to gain advantages for their own nations. What we're seeing now is something much more dangerous, using influence to corrode the United States from within, courtesy of the cement heads in Washington who happily go along with it. They want to burn it down too. They want to make sure you fucking die on a ventilator. You die in a hospital. You die in a nursing home. You die with a needle in your arm. Whatever it takes to get rid of the have-nots. As we said, the birth rate in the United States is at an all-time low. That just doesn't happen by mistake. And we'll see what kind of fertility nightmare rolls out as these jabs play out. These are fucking new jabs. You have no idea what's going to happen. They do. Oh, they know. They know. They put a lot of work into this. This is what they want. They want you to sacrifice everything, including your soul. So we'll play a little soul sacrifice from Santana so I can get into this and not worry about music. Our nation is pouring highly addictive and unpredictable illicit drugs into the American bloodstream, killing tens of thousands a year. It's more than that. And the American elites are doing absolutely nothing about it. Now that's influence. The drug fentanyl, the country, from communist China. The target, the United States. Of course, it moves through Mexico. Oh! It's made in China, it originates in China, and it's fucking moving through Mexico. Oh, you can't move fentanyl without an open border. And don't worry, there's plenty of money laundering to go around. Where's the FBI? Where's the FBI on that? Where's Treasury? Where's the Secret Service who runs FinCEN and handles money laundering and everything? Where are they at? Anybody see these guys? Yeah, they're chasing women who carried a flagpole in a building and took video because they thought they were... The Chinese are happy to use their banking system to launder money for drug gangs in Mexico. Where's the State Department? Where's the United Nations? Where's Biden? I'm not going to hit it again. Three off. a pretty good deal. It's a win-win. They launder your money for you, too. Now, this all started around 2013. It's picked up steadily since then. The numbers are staggering. Where's the DEA? Has anybody seen the DEA? I'm sure they're not allowed to investigate it. Think I'm kidding? Background the director of the DEA, you'll figure it out. 2017, 28,000 Americans died of overdoses involving fentanyl. That's 2017. In 2018, in a meeting with President Donald Trump, Chinese leader President Xi Jinping pledged to restrict all fentanyl-like substances. Trump declared this a game changer. Not surprisingly, the fentanyl and drugs kept flowing at record paces. Yeah, some game changer. 2019, over 37,000 Americans died from fentanyl overdoses. That's nearly five times the number of American troops killed in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Oh, but COVID is a silent killer. Let me tell you something. Our government, our elected officials, make a lot of money from this. It's not going away. They want it to exist. Our intelligence agencies make money from it. They take the money, Iran-Contra style. They supply it. They pipe it to other little proxy wars that we know nothing about. How do I know about it? I've worked for some fucking operations, okay? That's all I'm going to say. You think the shit that we know about is a tip of a tip of an iceberg? Not even the tip. It's the tip of the tip. The shit we don't know about is the fucking iceberg. It goes down about 100 stories. Leagues under the sea, Jules Verne. Yeah, that's that fucking iceberg. In 2020, the U.S. government reported 93,000 American residents died from a drug overdose. Now, remember, this is the U.S. government reporting this, and they're not very good at telling the truth. So we went from 28,000 Americans in 2017, 3 years later, 93,000. The vast majority was from fentanyl poisoning. The COVID-19 lockdowns have helped bump up the already horrific death totals. Oh, of course. Look over here at all these migrant kids and Border Patrol. They have to take care of these kids. Oh, my God. If they don't take care of the kids, it's a humanitarian crisis. What would people think of us? Meanwhile, their parents, their uncles, their aunts sneaking into the country in places that are left unattended, strapped with fucking fentanyl on their backs. One of the conditions of coming in for the cartels. You don't think we understand what's going on here? I mean, it's fine. I guess maybe I'll play it again. Decorated former ICE Special Agent Avila on the podcast. Explain this to us. Explain this to you guys. The death toll is fucking skyrocketing. Fauci doesn't mention it. Collins at the NIH doesn't mention it. That falls under his fucking purview as well. Not a word. U.S. business titans, they don't say a fucking word about it. Financial gurus never mention it. The think tanks, all your favorite think tanks, the Heritage Foundation, everybody fucking else, progressive think tanks, conservative think tanks, they don't mention it either. Academia, can't be bothered. The U.S. media, fuck out of here. They're in the tank too. They ignore the fentanyl bloodbath because they're afraid to mention the C word. Even though they are the C word. Of course, the C word I'm talking about is China. Take it easy out there. He's going to say it. It's the only word he hasn't said, Mildred. Get up here. He's going to drop the C word. Capitol Hill. Oh, let's do this about China trade, Chinese trade. bipartisan talk about taking on the Chinese regime. Guess what? Not a fucking peep about fentanyl in China. Not even one little squeak like a fucking mouse. Nothing. You know why? You keep your mouth shut when you're on the gravy train and you're getting paid. Even Trump will give his administration credit for taking the firmest stand against China in recent history. They didn't make fentanyl an issue. Even though Trump raised it with the leader of China, others echoed the sentiments. It was never pressed. All these things are swept under the rug behind the scenes, folks. There's a lot of money involved here for a lot of people, including banks. Think I'm kidding? U.S. banks. I've seen it firsthand at Citi. That's all I can say. And they don't give two fucks if they get caught either. The money that pours in, they don't give a shit about fines from OFAC and Fed, you know, all these fucking Justice Department lawsuits. Get the fuck out of here. The money is rolling in like a mint. The response from inside the Beltway has been a disaster. American elites also have plenty of other insider excuses for why the Chinese regime, or better said, won't stop the illicit drug flow. Let's go over some of the most common insider excuses from the haves. These are the haves now. The haves who like to sit back, sip their top shelf cognac and watch you go down the drain. Probably even wager on it, by the way. Oh, that happens too. One, the Chinese regime is in a legal bind as fentanyl producers keep jiggering the formula to avoid the illegal list, and therefore the producers are always one step ahead of the government. They can't revise laws fast enough, try as it might. That is the biggest crock of bullshit. Let's move on to the next one. Chinese local authorities, supposedly outside of Beijing's reach, won't stop fentanyl production. Since they want tax revenues and employment and are also thoroughly corrupt. You cross the line in China and Beijing, you go against the state, you disappear. So as far as if the Chinese wanted to stop it, they would just stop it. There's no negotiation. They show up with a bag with your name on it. You get stuffed in it, and who knows what happens to you. You're never seen again. Just ask Jack Ma. Chinese authorities can't locate the illegal drug producers. China is a big place, you know. You expect us to find these illegal... What? Yeah, right. A surveillance state that made George Orwell's book 1984... Okay. Look like you got a cheap kaleidoscope at the Buster Brown shoe store. You draw a mustache on a poster of the Chinese president. See how long it takes to be arrested and imprisoned if you don't get a dry cleaning bag thrown over your head and get choked out on the way. Post on social media that the president over there resembles Winnie the Pooh, and you have the Ministry of State security agents at your front door in minutes, and they won't have a fucking a bowl of honey either, a jar of honey. Eeyore and his buddies be there to take you down. The CCP police do whatever they want. They disappear people. Don't give me any shit that they can't find things. You know, every fucking thing that goes on over there, they know about it. And they get a piece of it, too. It's good times over there, man. Making a way when you can. Fentanyl ripoff. Easy credit ripoff. Smoking the crack pipe. Hanging in a diamond. Ain't we lucky we got the Bidens? Opioid crisis! You have to sing a little bit. Spice it up. Teach them how to bleed, Motorhead. Well, the government's teaching us all how to bleed. Courtesy of the Chinese and the Mexican cartels. Look, the fact that the Chinese don't ban fentanyl in its entirety, much less go after producers the way it goes after Christians in the Falun Gong or Hong Kongers, suggests the CCP is glad America is awash in fentanyl. Of course they are. You don't think the government makes money? They want to see us go down the fucking tubes, man. We don't need to worry about the CIA pushing drugs. Oh, maybe we do. Maybe they're in on it too, you know? They do license the drug trade in the United States. Fucking make it up. And when Trump told the dope who... When Trump told Winnie the Pooh over there to knock off the fentanyl flow in 2018, Winnie the Pooh said, we don't have a drug problem in China. He's right, it's our problem. We have a Chinese drug problem in America. You don't think this guy can control the drug trade and the channeling and the trafficking of his own chemical warfare agents in China and how it affects us? Give me a break. It's not that hard to figure out. Perhaps what's most disturbing about this, folks, and it's wiping people out, it's ridiculous. The carnage can't be overstated. Fentanyl is ravaging all parts of American society, and about half of the deaths attributed to fentanyl are young people of military age, like I said. But the Chinese are getting some help. I want to talk about the haves versus the have-nots, and this being a protection racket to further the ideologies, the profit centers, the wealth of the haves at our expense. That includes you dying on some cold fucking slab pumped up with poison to you, whether it comes from China via Mexico, whether it comes from Pfizer, whether it comes from Moderna. You see the pattern here? While China is ultimately to blame, it's America's own ruling class that refuses to do anything about it for fear of offending China. What? Oh, because there's money, big money in China. Ask Elon Musk. Ask the NBA. Ask the NFL. Ask Warren Buffett, who owns massive assets in China. Ask those guys. They don't want to piss off China. Fuck up Berkshire Hathaway's portfolio. I'm going to keep those old fucking codgers happy about their shitty fucking investments. They won't be worth shit. When their grandkids show up fucking with a toe tag on in some mortuary somewhere, all juiced up. What is going on here? We're repeating songs. The playlist has gone haywire. This is my last drink of water for that. I know the show's almost over when the water is low. Of course, the real addiction here is the haves' addiction to the Chinese money. They need to expand their markets outside of the United States. In case the United States markets and their schemes collapse here, they got a nice fallback, Chinese money. Money that, by the way, in some part probably came from selling fentanyl to Americans in the first place. Oh, thank you, ruling class, for being fucking drug pushers now and pimps. Or Big Pharma. Oh, we owe you so much. You're so much smarter than all of us are. And wiser. And just better fucking people. Pimping drugs. Pushing fucking fentanyl, etc. Directly or indirectly, it doesn't matters little. No problem, just standing over 93,000 dead Americans. I'm sure it's more than that. Don't forget, that's in 1 year. 93,000 is in 1 year. We lost 58,000 in the Vietnam War. Put that in your fucking army hat and smoke it. Can't even. But hey, man, no problem. It's all in exchange for Chinese cash. We'll teach these deplorables and Neanderthals in flyover country a lesson. We'll kill them one way or another. Get Fauci queued up. We'll attack them from the front. And then when they're not watching their six, we'll flood the country with fentanyl. We'll get them. One of our chemical schemes will get them sooner or later. You're sitting here watching America's elites do nothing, or worse, even calling for unrestricted engagement with the Chinese regime. All we can conclude here is that the Chinese have indeed gotten their money's worth from America's ruling class. At some point, somewhere along the line, this fucking apple cart needs to be tipped. And worse, doused with gasoline. Taking care of businesses cannot go on. We're not going to survive one way or another. You people just fucking keep sitting on your ass. Now, I don't talk about the people on this show. I'm talking about the collective. People very active on paying TV and standing up and trying to get the word out to other people and educate them. But we have a mountain to climb on a daily basis. I mean, I've listened to Nike and the head of Apple and CEOs from Boeing all kiss fucking China's ass. It's insane. Biden. Of course, Biden's in the fucking tank. He's taking money directly from these people. And his son, who knows what he's trafficking. These guys, president, standing here taking an oath to protect Americans. The only thing that these fucking assholes are protecting, Biden included, Trump included as well, as sad as it sounds, is they protect Wall Street, they protect their own wealth, they protect U.S. industry that can take advantage of China's umpteenth promise to open up, and they never open up. If you were serious about this, you would suspend Chinese financial institutions from the U.S. dollar network. And you start with the People's Bank of China, etc. And you tell them, look, fuck faces, if you don't cut the shit, that debt we owe you, how much do we owe China? Let's look it up. I know we owe Japan more, believe it or not. American debt to China. American debt to... Now, this is a loose thing. Figure. I think it's $1 trillion. Let's look at it. China owns about $1.1 trillion in U.S. debt. You wave that trillion in front of their fucking face, you're not going to get your $1.1 trillion. You can stick that up your ass with a pair of chopsticks. You want to push drugs in America? Say goodbye to your $1.1 trillion. Fuck off. Do something about it. The real addiction here, folks, the real insidious nightmare is the elite's addiction to Chinese money. Plain and simple. That's all I got to say about it. Thank you. Of course, you could also delist all these Chinese companies from the New York Stock Exchange and other exchanges in the United States because they shouldn't fucking be there in the first place. I mean, what the hell do I know? Fuck's sake. See, here's the problem. Time is 3:01 on the East Coast. You get worked up. I might have to switch to an earlier schedule. Although I like the nights. It's quiet for the most part. And I can think clearly at night. And I might have to switch it up. But I get worked the fuck up, man. There's no way I get to bed before 6 or 7. There's just no way. We'll cut the show and do the post-production. That's one thing. It's so fucking revved up. I feel like... so frustrating, man. The common sense and reasoning and intelligence just doesn't fucking work with these people. They're criminals. Simple as that. That's why we need to stay steps ahead of these people. Thank God. We got our own platform now. Thank God. My God. Pain.tv, check it out. It's the worst ad ever. Pain.tv, check it out. I'm just fucking fried. Fucking fried. Man, we're up against it, man. We're up against some fucking criminals, man. Criminal cartel, the whole goddamn... and we're funding it. We're fucking funding it. We're not family. I'm paying taxes with you. We are family. Criminals making bank for free. This is going to be one of my biggest COVID hits. On family. And government telling you to jump from a tree. Anyways, I had a good rhyme there, but in good taste, I can't say because the little bastards might be listening out there. It's a family show, for fuck's sake, as I said. Pain.tv, let's do a real ad for it. Check it out. It's the same as the other ad. A lot of intel floating around on there. Now it's 3 a.m. Let's do a check-in on Pain.tv, see how many people we got on. Online here, 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hey, man, that's a lot of people. What the hell is going on here? Now, there's a lot of groups on here, man. It's crazy. And forums and stuff. What the hell is going on here? This is more by the day. You can create your own and people join and they shoot the shit. Let's not forget, folks, too, you know, it's you see the Chinese buying up property in the U.S. too, and farms and stuff. It's like, what is going on here? What the hell is going on here? We'll get to that. We got a hot wire coming later in the week, and we're going to get to a lot of things. We'll do the best we can. Take care and God bless you, man. Seriously, God bless. Actually, we're not done yet. I forgot. A subscriber on Pain.tv has asked me, Sylvie. She asked me right before the show went on. Sometimes I ask, hey, what's going on out there? You got anything you want for the show? And people send me some requests and things like that. Little interaction. I plan to be doing that on a regular basis. Mike, in response to your message on song requests for tonight's show, I'd like to request the following song, Somewhere Over the Rainbow by Sarah Vaughan. Your story the other night about the young lady who lost her brother touched me. I lost my brother, my best friend, 18 years ago in a tragic accident. He was killed from a hit and run while he was on foot and was left on the side of the road to die like roadkill. He was 43 years old. My parents lived through it, and I will always commend them for surviving that. I don't wish that on any parent, man. A buddy of mine's going through that right now. Daughter died. Fucking fentanyl. Fraternity brother. I just saw him this weekend. Heart goes out to him. Maybe we get him. I tell you, I'd like to have him on the show. I don't even know how to ask him. He's so banged up. I mean, what do you say? Hey, you want to go spill your guts to a bunch of people on a podcast? I mean, maybe some people would. you know, get ratings and stuff, but I don't even know how I would ask him. Anyway, we talked about the nurse I met too, who lost her brother to fentanyl, a nurse from Columbus, Ohio, over the weekend, an RN. Sylvie says, I'm a jazz vocalist and have sung the song as part of my repertoire time and time again. On every single show I performed, I always dedicated it to my brother. Perhaps tonight you can also pass on the dedication to that young lady's brother, Sylvie. Signed, Sylvie. I do. Good suggestion. And Sarah Vaughn is so underrated. It's ridiculous. I'm going to do you one better, Sylvie. I'm going to play some Sarah Vaughn. And then we're going to go into a little Over the Rainbow by Willie Nelson, too. Two for one. And now I say to you, seriously, folks, take care and God bless.